I will present here the world's first WB2S BK7231T Wi-Fi module programming tutorial. BK7231T chip can be found in many smart home devices, and up to this day, people used to say that one cannot create own firmware for it. Nothing could be more wrong. I will show you step by step how you can set up the necessary SDK, compile firmware, burn it by UART, and then run UDP, TCP, HTTP, and finally MQTT protocols on BK7231 chip. The tutorial will be very practical, because we will end up connecting our WB2S with the Home Assistant server via MQTT. Such a release of WB2S will allow us to create an open-source firmware, offering unlimited modification possibilities, transparent development process, and independence from the manufacturer's servers. Note: in the text, I assume that the reader knows the basics of C programming and IP protocols like UDP, TCP, HTTP, MQTT. A related topic about the XR809. It is worth mentioning that I have already described another Wi-Fi module, XR809, in a similar way. The SDK in both cases is quite similar. E.g., the presence of the LWIP library is repeated, although e.g., this cool HTTP server with the XR809 SDK is not available here. Maybe I'll port it. But let's start with the basics. Preparation of hardware. Connection of WB2S. WB2S will only require two UART connections. So you will need the pins RX and TX for programming, 2RX and 2TX for checking the output log on the UART from the chip. Of course, the GND and power supply. In this case, I decided to connect to 5 volts before the LDO 3.3 volts. Note, if we want to power from USB, we have to remove the large electrolytic capacitor in front of the LDO. It often has a size of 680 UF, and such a large capacity connected to the USB will consume too much current at startup, which results in a USB device reset and problems with WB2S programming. For the demonstration, I used the NF101A relay, but I also know other devices with WB2S inside, for example, Smart Switch Tuya WL-SW01-16A Wi-Fi. Here you can see WB2S pin rules. To connect the UART to the computer, you will need two adapters, here with the signal logic levels set to 3.3 volts. I am using USB to TTL HW-597, soldered wires to RX and TX, pads at the base of the module near the PCB, and the red cable to 5 volts before LDO. Soldered 2RX and 2TX, tiny test pads on the back of the module. In order to secure the board and wires, I allowed myself to use hot glue temporarily. Final work environment. You can see the necessary switch, programming needs, and two UART to USB adapters, one for programming, the other for reading the printf output. I use BK Writer 1.60. To program the firmware, the programming reading procedure is simple. We start the activity in the program, then turn off the WB2S from the power supply, and only from the power supply, with the button, and after a while, we restore the power supply. The program should continue running as in the screenshot. I am using RealTerm to read information from UART as in the screenshot below. The work environment is ready. WB2S can be programmed. Configuration of the SDK and compiler. I managed to achieve success with the load that is integrated with the Tuya environment. Later we will try to free him from Tuya. First, we need to download the entire repository. This can be done via Git, command line or SourceTree GUI client. Or via the browser, code download zip button. We unpack the package to say, /BK7231. We get acquainted with the contents of the folder. Under the path, BK7231, Tuya IOTOS Embedded SDK Wi-Fi BLE BK7231T Master Platforms BK7231T Toolchain. We have a nice surprise. Toolchain is here. GCC ARM NUN EAB 4/9/2015 Q1. Next, we need a Linux environment to compile. I decided to emulate Linux on Windows via Cygwin. I have already described the installation of Cygwin here. Installing Cygwin should include make and Python 3.8. We run Cygwin and go to the SDK folder. We can list its contents. The build-sh.sh script there contains everything we need. We run it through. The arguments indicate which project to build from the A.